Hey everyone, welcome once again. This is Grow an Online Business, where we'll go over all the tips, techniques, and advice you need to grow an online business for yourself. Today, we're going to talk about giving your customers instant gratification and why that is important. Stick around. Okay, first things first, guys. Let's go over what happened in the business last week. I will tell you that it wasn't much. I've actually had users have gone down by 38.3%. I will admit that's probably because I didn't do much promotion at all. I did virtually none. I didn't post anything on Facebook. I virtually didn't do anything anywhere else. I was working very, very diligently for the last couple of days. For those of you who don't know, I do have a master's in psychology, and I've been working on getting my licensure for my MFT to become a marriage and family therapist. And I finally studied. I studied it up. I finished all my hours a while back, the 3,000 hours a while back. And so I decided to go ahead and pursue getting my licensure. I had one more test to take, which was my clinical examination. And so I spent the last couple of days just extra studying, extra hard, just to make sure that I was ready for the test. It was almost 3.5 hours, and it was multiple choice. It was a proctored exam. I went in and took it, and I managed to pass. So I will be a licensed MFT here shortly. So, needless to say, I spent most of the week working on that, and I did not spend much time at all on any of my websites at all. So I thought I would go over and let you know on this particular week, my users have gone down, bounce rates gone down, which is kind of nice, and then sessions also went down. I did still get a fair amount of organic traffic, but it appears that my best pages were not the pages I was trying to direct traffic to in the first place. Although I did get one, actual purchase from one of my Amazon affiliate links from Best Lights for filming video. So if you're interested in Best Lights for filming video, check out that that article on the webpage. It goes over all the pros and cons of all the different types of lights and kind of gets into different budget levels. So depending on what your budget level is, if you're looking to get some filming because you want to start filming some video, I go over a ton of different things, and so it's pretty informative. There's a bunch of different stuff you can choose from, and then of course there are affiliate links that take you to Amazon, and it looks like I did actually make one sale on Amazon through my affiliate link there so far. So I guess that's something. It looks like 10 people this week went to that webpage and read up on that, and then I had 4 people, 50 ways to connect with your audience, best video cameras. I also had 4 people look at that one, and so that's good. I've only got 2 or 3. I only have 2 or 3. I believe it's either 2 or 3 articles on my website that have affiliate links in them. So it is nice to see that those are sort of starting to pick up a little bit of traction, and having people go to those organically. I'm not paying for any ads. I'm not sending people to them. Although I am posting them on my other social sites, so on a bunch of other social sites, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, on pretty much any and all of the other places that I can post it, I do post it. LinkedIn, I also post on there. And so I've got them all going and directing traffic to the website. But again, that's typically social traffic, so that is still not, last week, not much. It looks like I had social traffic on only one day, which was Tuesday. So that's the day that the podcast comes out. So I'm guessing it was probably due to that. So anyway, that's where we are on this, on last week. Didn't make much progress. Probably won't make much progress either because I'm going to be taking a few more days off to kind of celebrate the fact that I did finally pass that exam. So I won't be working very, very deeply into the website for the next week, week and a half anyway. So I'll let you know how that goes when I get back. Okay, and other than that, I think that pretty much wraps up what we did on the what I did on the website for last week. So after that, what we're going to touch on is giving your customers instant gratification. Now, believe it or not, MRI studies reveal the frontal cortex, which is the front part of the brain, the part that uses cognitive reasoning. So that's the part that allows you to think and concentrate on things. If that lights up or becomes very active, then it usually means you're thinking very hard about something. If you're thinking hard about it usually leads to a place where you end up with an inability to complete the thought process. So you usually say, you know what, I'm having to think too hard on this, I'm just gonna wait. And so you don't do something. So you don't take action. You will postpone or pause that action. Now, why that becomes important in an online business is because if people are having to wait too long to get your product or service, then they won't purchase it. Or if they are having to wait a long time to have something in their life happen for them, you can remind them that your product or service gets them to quickly solve their problem. So if your product or your service gets them that thing that they want immediately or extremely quickly versus having to wait a really, really long time, then people will be much more likely to go, oh, that's what I want. This is why get rich quick schemes work so well, because honestly, anyone can get rich slow, but no one wants to wait. And so everyone constant, I don't say mean everyone, too often, many, many people will try and shortcut and become rich fast. So they go and they follow get rich quick scheme after get rich quick scheme after another, after another, after another. And they never actually get rich. They just spend a lot of money on programs, courses, and products and services that never pan out for them. So if you want to help your customers get instant gratification and then use you or your service, your product, in order to help themselves, make sure that you're helping them quickly solve a problem or solve something in a much faster process or much faster way or time period than they could accomplish without your product or service. Hopefully that makes sense. All right. Oh, I never finished telling you what the MRI studies revealed. They revealed that the frontal cortex becomes highly active during a waiting period. So the longer people have to wait, the more they think about it, the more they aggregate and ruminate on it, the more it starts to become a problem. Have you ever been stuck on hold and you know you want to talk to the doctor, you know you want to talk to whatever, whomever it is, and so you get on hold and the music starts playing. Dee, 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 dee. It's supposed to be a calming music, but instead it gives you anxiety, like your brain is just really starts pumping and grinding. The reason that is because during that waiting period, your frontal cortex becomes very active. And when it becomes active, you start thinking. And the faster you think and the more you think, the slower time seems to pass. So it makes you feel like you're waiting much longer than you're actually waiting. So again, waiting isn't something that's comfortable for people at all in any given circumstances. People don't like waiting at all. So if you can help people not wait, or at least give them the illusion that they're waiting less time than they would without your product or service, then they will buy your product or service again and again and again. And you've seen this time and again. Look at any of the ads or promotions that are on Facebook, that are on Instagram, that are on TikTok, on Twitter, on all of those ads are all, get this now, get this fast. You can be a millionaire, you can be rich, you can be skinny, you can lose weight, you can something in less time than you thought possible. Everybody is trying to tell you how fast they can get you something, right? When in all actuality, they're just asking to give you to give them your money fast. So anyway, keep that in mind. I'm not saying don't listen or don't do it. I'm just saying you should be one of those people who is then asking for people's money faster. So again, I'm not here to tell you that you can't get, well, you can't. I was going to say that you can't lose weight faster, that you can't get in shape faster, that you can't get rich fast. realistically, you can't. But that doesn't sell, so I'm not going to tell you that. I'm just going to tell you, you can do it, and you can do it in a faster time than you ever thought possible. So just keep listening here, folks. Hopefully that didn't sound too fake. All right. Now, what we're going to be doing next week in the business, probably next to nothing again. I'm really not. I've been working really, really hard the last few weeks. I think I'm going to take a little bit of time off. I'm going to definitely celebrate the fact that I just passed my licensure exam. I think I'm going to get that. I'm going to get the application and, again, the additional fee sent off to the state this week, probably Monday. I'd say Monday or Tuesday. I don't know. Sometime this week, I will get that sent off, and then I'll see how that goes from there. But at any rate, that is all we have. So I'm not going to really be doing anything. So don't be on the lookout. I suppose you can pop into the site. Definitely take a look at the site if you're interested in shooting any video, because I do go over. I have a couple of articles. One that goes over a really thorough article on the different lights to use, lighting options that you have for shooting video, and then also cameras. So I know that's kind of big right now. Everybody's shooting lighting, shooting video. They're on Zoom meetings for work, for school, for everything. So if you want to look your best on those, I do have a couple of articles that go take a pretty deep dive into that, no matter what your budget. So again, if you have a tiny budget of only $20, then jump on there and take a read. If you have, you know, $50, $100, $250, $300, $500, whatever you have, take a look. I have different budget levels. It breaks it all down, pros, cons, the different ways that it'll help you. And then depending on what it is you're trying to shoot, I've also got an entire article on using lighting and using all of the different lights in order to get the different looks you're looking for in those videos. So anyway, do me a favor, check those out, and then post any additional comments or anything else you'd like to see or read in the group or on the page, on the Facebook page for me, if you would. I did have to shut down comments. I had comments open on the website, and I was for a while using the comments, but I'll tell you what, I was getting spammed so much. I was having to spend so much time going through the comments and deleting out all of the spam and all of the extra people trying to get spammy links on my page. I spent a lot of time building that page out and making it the way it is and making it easy to follow, easy to read, nice and big. I did not, and my ranking's pretty good. I didn't need it destroyed with spam, so I took that off. If you're going to comment, please do jump over into the Facebook page or Facebook group and drop me a comment. I do check that, but I did have to shut comments off on the website. I might change it and switch it up and maybe put them back on. I might make like a membership if you want to jump in and become a member of the website, and then that'll give you the ability then to comment and so forth on there. I might do that, but again, it's going to be when I have a little bit more time to really weed out the chaff from the actual listeners and followers. So if you would jump over on Facebook, they do a pretty good job of weeding out all the spam beforehand, so that doesn't get in there anyway. So it's kind of cool. All right. So that is all I've got for you guys this week. So thanks so much for listening, and I will see you next week.